Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, let's do our job here on this show and pick at least a couple winners here in Major League Baseball. Nick Ashew, I know you're not a huge baseball guy yet. Oh, you will be. Just you wait until the heat of summer. You will be a baseball expert.
Oh, I have to be then.
Yeah. So what do you like today?
A couple things for me today. I do like the Giants money line. They're actually going up against the lefty in the against the Marlins, and I think that's a really good matchup because they've just actually done – the Giants hitters have really thrived against lefties so far this year. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great opportunity for them in that game. So Giants money line sitting about minus 118, 120, give or take. Baseball is one of the few sports where I'll take money lines where there's a little more juice. I think we talked about this a little yesterday. That's like one of the few where it's up at like minus 130, 135. I'm still willing to take that, especially early in baseball season because you know how this goes, right? There is so much to learn about teams. There's slumps. There's streaks. Yep. There's ups and downs over a 162-game schedule. So for me, it's just dabbling in a little spots right now with baseball. I like that, and I'm taking the under in the Rays-A's game as well. So those are the two that I'm taking. But I've got to make up a little money. I lost a lot last night in the NBA.
Mine was not great. I got a couple plays here that one I'm going to throw out in particular that I think I like quite a bit, and I am taking the Kansas City Royals on the run line today. Here we go against the White Sox.
Bill's with you. I see it.
I'm telling you, Kansas City is a very good baseball team that is young, that is going to get better. Mm-hmm. But the White Sox, fade the Chicago White Sox as much as you can. Look at me.
They might not win 30 games this year.
They've been shut out six times in 16 games, tying themselves, I'll say it again, with the 1907 Brooklyn Superbas, named after, I believe, a Broadway show at the time. When you're on the level as the Superbas, I didn't know that was a real team. When I read that, I was like, that's a misprint. No, it was not.
Some of the old names in Major League Baseball, like the 1920s, the late 1800s, they're fantastic names.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
They make no sense, but they're just fantastic.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Brady Singer on the mound for the Royals. The White Sox are promoting a kid making his first ever major league start. Also, Royals are 5-0 against the White Sox this season. Four of those wins have been by at least two runs. It's only minus 120 on the full run line. And then I'm deciding if I want to go Braves team total over 4.5 mm-hmm. against the Astros. It's minus 140, a little juicy. But today we've got a matchup that could end up with a lot of runs in Max Fried going for Atlanta, but he is definitely better than J.P. France, who gives up a lot of long balls, struggled at home in Houston last season, ERA well over 4. He struggled to start the year. This year, they are in H-Town, and those Braves bats, we're talking about the best hitting team in baseball. So Braves team total over 4.5, minus 150 at BetMGM, and I believe they have hit at least 5 runs in 5 of their last 6 games. So I think that's going to be my other baseball bet as well.
Atlanta's a plus 28 in run differential already this season. And you look at the Astros, minus 22. I mean, like, I understand the Astros just like last year. Yeah. They have these slow starts to a season. But if there's a time that you want to fade the Astros one way or the other, whether it's, you know, you're taking a side or you're looking at team totals, this is the time to do it early in the season. Atlanta versus the Astros is a complete mismatch in terms of the direction that these teams are going right now. So I like that one too.
And you can get Atlanta on the money line at -150, which, look, relative to how these teams are playing, -150 on the Braves is a good price. You have to ask yourself, how many times in a season will I get Atlanta at $1.50? And the answer is rarely. It's like getting the Dodgers at $1.50. And the only reason why you're getting it is because of the Astros' reputation, because of the Astros' lineup. But like you were saying, Nick, the bottom line is the Astros are just not playing well. And until this slow start dissipates, why not put your money on a team that is not off to a slow start? No. It's one of the best teams in baseball, and you get them at a cheap price. That is great for Atlanta.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.